We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Senator Booker. Al Jones. How are you?
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I guess the first question, let's get the real heavy stuff out of the way. Milk or water? I guess in your case, oat milk, but your beverage choices are rather limited on the Senate chamber.
Very, very limited. So I go with water, and sometimes when I'm feeling really crazy, I ask them to give me sparkling water.
All right, so that one's done. You know, the question of witnesses keeps coming up. That seems to be, I guess, the focus from the House managers. The question is, if they have enough to fill 24 hours, do we need more?
Clearly, we need witnesses. It is a profound break with tradition. You know, there have been 15 impeachment trials. Every single one had relevant fact witnesses to be there. And so many of the things that this the very compelling fact pattern that they're laying out could be so conclusive to the heart of the matters we're discussing. If people like Mick Mulvaney, for example, who was in the room when it happened, to have him swear under oath and be able to answer all that was going on, confirming about the large degree it seems they've gone to cover up the president's behavior, confirming a lot of the conversations where people took notes. They're not even releasing the notes that people, the contemporaneous notes, confirming indeed was there that quid pro quo where they were holding up aid for the president's political agenda. So that could end this trial. It could either be exculpatory or it could condemn the very damning fact pattern that's emerging. And for there not to be witnesses, it almost says, I'm afraid of the truth coming out. And this should insult everybody. You cannot have a trial without witnesses. There never has been in any of the impeachment trials, 15 for judges and presidents of past. And in fact, there's never been a time where the president stonewalled the release of documents. Even in the Nixon impeachment proceedings, they were releasing the documents that Congress, or so many of the documents that Congress was requesting.
So with a Republican-controlled Senate, and I'm getting asked this all the time, so I'll ask you, some would argue that the impeachment outcome is predetermined. It's kind of a moot point. What's your response when people ask you why go through this procedure?
Definitely it is needed because the public deserves the truth. The compelling fact pattern, the details of the evidence that they've gathered is so compelling. And I think the eyes of history will look back on this moment and see what did we do in the face of all of this compelling evidence about a president abusing his office in order to pressure a critical ally at war with an adversary, that he was willing to undermine the security issues in order for his own personal political gain. I think it's important that we get all of that out, regardless of whether this is going to fall in an unfortunate party line vote. The truth is important. America deserves to have the truth. And that's why it's just frustrating to be sitting in a trial where the Republican leadership seems determined in lockstep with the president not to allow witnesses, not to allow critical documents that could further fill in this picture that seems very damning and compelling that the president of the United States was willing to use his office, compromise security interests in order to gain advantage in an election.
Senator, do we need, I guess we being the American public, since we're kind of grown up this way, do we need a bombshell? Does there have to be this big aha? Or can it just be just compiling the evidence and presenting it in this chronological way?
You know, I think that the American people are sophisticated enough to look at the preponderance of the evidence that's being presented to draw conclusions. If people are willing to look at this with an open mind, there seems to be, as the case is being laid out, enough there. I'm still looking forward to the president's lawyers presenting their case, and I'm going to be as objective as I swore my oath to be and to listen. But at the end of the day, there would be bombshells. If you had Mick Mulvaney or some of the other key witnesses sit there and just answer directly the questions, we would all know. There would be no more way to try to obscure the hours and hours of evidence that's been presented already, this would confirm one way or the other. And that's the frustrating thing. And you see the majority of the American public want to see witnesses, believe you can't have a trial without witnesses. People who've imagined being on a jury can't imagine that there would just be opening arguments by the defense and prosecution, and then that would be the trial. If there's no witnesses and no relevant document released by the administration, they're basically saying that they're above the law, that this is a cover-up that's going to be allowed. And that, to me, is just unacceptably damaging to our democracy.
And one more, if you have time. Any danger of public backlash doing this in an election year, or is that just the way it fell?
You know, I think it's the way it fell. It's unfortunate. This is not a happy moment. All of us should have a feeling of sadness that we are in a point where our president's behavior was such that there needs to be a trial in the Senate. This is not good. And as a person who actually ran for president, I would much rather have to just face him in an election and beat him thusly. But this is about your obligation to defend the Constitution and the separation of powers. A president is not a monarch. He's not a king. He has to be subject to oversight, to checks and balances, and to accountability for their actions. To not do so would be a betrayal of all of our oaths to protect and defend the Constitution. So this is very simple. This is a sobering, sad moment for our history. But all of us have an obligation to make sure that 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, when they look back, and God willing, our republic endures through the test of time, but when they look back, what did we do in the face of a president who was acting more like an authoritarian leader, not subject to checks and balances, than a president who is a part of a co-equal three-branch government?
Senator Booker, thank you much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.